futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclays Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclays Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclays Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Community leaders and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything...
A soldier was wounded. In an interview with Sky News, British military spokesman Major Ian Poole says soldiers are still working in a supportive environment.
It is unclear at the moment who is responsible for these recent attacks. We're working extremely hard to ensure that we can identify and deal with these people, but the general environment, the general feeling on the street remains one that is broadly supportive of the coalition forces here.
UN staffers are back at work in tents set up next to their bombed-out Baghdad headquarters. Officials are still searching the debris for human remains and clues in Tuesday's bombing that killed 23 people. The top U.S. civilian official in Iraq says police are conducting a very vigorous investigation. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
A flood of refugees is headed toward Liberia's capital of Monrovia. Thousands of people are fleeing artillery blasts and gunfire to the southeast of the city. West African peacekeepers suggest the fighting is between different government militia factions. One refugee among the stream heading north of the capital describes the fighting as, quote, bang, bang, boom, unquote. An outbreak of ethnic violence in Iraq has led to the death of two Turkmen tribesmen and the wounding of two others. A military spokeswoman says they fired on American soldiers who intervened and the Americans returned fire. The ethnic fighting between the Turkmen and Kurds broke out yesterday in a town 110 miles north of Baghdad. Palestinian leaders say they'll try to negotiate a new halt to attacks by extremist groups and urge Israel to stop killing top militants. However, Palestinian officials say the prospects for another truce are dim and they're preparing for more bloodshed. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
The National Guard is preparing to help firefighters in Oregon today as crews battle fires covering 24,000 acres of national forest. Meanwhile, firefighters in Wyoming are working a blaze that exploded to 14,500 acres yesterday from only 20 acres a few days earlier. Correspondent Jeff Barnard reports that the weather forecast isn't bringing much good news to the fire lines in Oregon.
The weather's going to turn hot again soon and dry, and there's no telling what it might do.
A young girl and a woman remain missing after their house was swept away in flash floods yesterday in Kentucky. Searchers are using dogs to scour the banks of Stony Creek near the state capitol this morning. They found the body of a young boy on the creek's bank last night. Arizona's governor says she doesn't think the company that owns a ruptured gasoline pipeline has done everything possible to make sure gas flows uninterrupted to the Phoenix area.
Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano toured the Kinder Morgan pipeline break in Tucson and says the company needs a backup plan just in case there's another large-scale break in the pipeline.
What is that saying? Anybody can get kicked by a mule once, but if you let yourself be kicked twice, then you've got a problem. We got kicked pretty hard by a mule this first time, but I think these companies that control this industry owe it to the people of Arizona to have an active contingency plan in place that can go into effect immediately if there's another break.
Kinder Morgan has assured the governor that fuel will be flowing into Phoenix by late this weekend.
I'm Richard Stewart, IRN.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Yeah! Let's do it.
Yes, back with the Crazy Boys, calling you once again, Travel World Radio Show. Willem back is in Stephen Pickford, of course, Alice Sobel in studio. Stephen is in York Region, just north of Toronto.
And yes, good morning, Willem. Good morning, Ella. Part of my 99 days of summer as they continue here on Travel World, headed up one of my traditional summertime trips to visit my aunt, who has lived in York Region here north of Toronto for the past 23 years, headed up on Via Rail Canada, their downtown-to-downtown service from Montreal to Toronto, 4 hours, while all the other saps were sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic and sweating themselves in non-air-conditioned cars or having to stop at the different rest areas along the way. Hey, I was having a nap. I was reading my newspaper. I was eating a great lunch, a pesto salad and veal scallopini with green beans and risotti and wild berry mousse cake for dessert, wine, soft drinks, potato chips. Hey, what a great meal. What a great time on Via Rail. And the service was particularly good this time in the first-class car Via 1 with Giselle and Lucien.
Oh, yes. Tell us about the whole Giselle. It's very hard to beat the train, I'll tell you one thing. It parallels the highway from Montreal to Toronto. So many times, I myself, when I'm taking the train, I'll look over and I'll see the cars going, wow, I'm glad that's not me driving, because that drive from Montreal to Toronto can be pretty boring if you're in, you know, if you're in your car and you got to stop and this, that, the other thing.
No, but when you're taking the train, hey, you're going through some of the small towns of Ontario, you're passing through along the original rail line, the 1850s Grand Trunk Route between the two cities, and many times you're passing right by the shores of Lake Ontario. So a great way to travel within the Quebec City-Windsor corridor. You arrive in one city and just park your car and head off to explore more points in Quebec and Ontario aboard Via Rail. When you arrive in Toronto, at Toronto Union Station, it's an easy connection on GO Transit. There's trains and buses that now leave directly from Union Station that head up, takes you about an hour to come to York Region. That's where we are today in the administrative center of York Region on Yonge Street. And our first guest today is Brian Tuckey, the Commissioner of Planning and Development Services for York Region. Welcome to Travel World, Brian.
Thank you very much, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit more, first of all, for the listeners to position where exactly York Region is.
Yes, Steve, and I think I'll start by trying to give the listeners a mental image of what and where York Region is within the larger Greater Toronto Area. Toronto Area is made up of five municipalities, of which one is the City of Toronto, obviously, and there are four regions that surround that large city, and York Region is one of them. York Region is immediately north of the City of Toronto, and for those of your listeners who are familiar with Toronto, Steeles Avenue is the northern boundary. York Region is a large physical area of about 1,600 square kilometers and is made up of a population now of about 842,000 people. It's the sixth largest municipality in Canada and one of the most rapidly growing regions within the North American context, let alone Canada itself. We represent about 15% of the Greater Toronto Area's population at this time. I think if you were to describe York Region for those that have and haven't been here, is really three very distinct parts. To the south of the region, we have three very urban municipalities, which we're proud to see the majority of our urban growth, the city of Vaughan, the town of Richmond Hill, and the town of Markham. Running through the middle of the region is the Oak Ridges Moraine, and that moraine is a very large moraine which provides a very varied landscape and is home to the township of King, town of Aurora, and the town of Whitchurch-Stouffville. And the very far north part of the region, we call the Lake Simcoe shoreline, is made up of a rural area, the town of East Gwillimbury, town of Newmarket, and the town of Georgina.
What I like about York Region is, as you mentioned, the varied terrain. It is not a wall-to-wall industrial park and wall-to-wall row houses all on a flat surface. You turn a corner and there's a hill, there's a ravine. The scenery combines sort of the urban experience with the scenery aspect.
Actually, the countryside of York Region is one of its biggest assets. The Oak Ridges Moraine is a world-class natural heritage area where you have many, many Kettle Lakes, features, which is beautiful for those that like to drive through and enjoy just the countryside.
Well, a lot of people here are very outdoors-oriented, conservation areas, trails. People will head out on the weekends and take advantage of those recreational opportunities.
Yeah, very much so, and people from the City of Toronto enjoy them as well. What would draw me, if I was some of your listeners, from a recreational standpoint to York Region are the trails. We have many, many conservation areas. Courtright Center for Conservation, Shepherd's Bush Conservation Area, and many miles of trails throughout these conservation areas that for easy walking, biking, cycling, and the likes.
How many miles in total would you say you probably have through the whole region for somebody to get out there on trails?
Oh, many, many miles. Most of the trails are linked. We have in excess of 5,000 acres of regional forest, which you can walk and ride your cycle or horseback ride through if you would like.
Well, people don't necessarily think of this area as horses, but I read somewhere there's like 20,000 horses in York Region. It's a very horse-oriented area.
Yeah, the horse industry in York Region is one of its largest industries, actually. And I think that's probably because of two reasons. One, the moraine and the beauty of that landscape, which attracts the horse lover. And as well, the racing that's being done now in Toronto at the Woodbine Racetrack. And there are about 25 residents in York Region who own more than 20,000 horses on about 1,400 properties. And about 35% of the horses in the GTA are found in the York Region. So if you want to come and ride a horse, see a horse, everything from heavy horses to thoroughbreds, you'd find them in York Region.
Now, for example, could somebody easily make these arrangements? How would somebody find these arrangements out in advance?
Well, actually, the easiest way would probably be to go to the York Region website, and that website is www.yorktourism, all one word, .com. And in that on that website, we have our our visitor's guide, which will direct you to a variety of different agencies and businesses that promote horse riding as part of their tourism experience.
And a number to call, 1-888-448-0000, where you can order all of the information here. I'm looking through a number of packages, maps. We're going to talk later about the stay and play in York region, a number of coupons and promotional opportunities to save money when visiting York region, as well as some good rates on hotels, a very family-oriented destination for people to come away for an extended weekend getaway. They have the urban experience in Toronto and then come out for a more subdued, more rural experience with all the amenities and conveniences, dining and shopping right here in York region. So how's the day progressing there in Montreal, Willem and Ella?
Well, the day is just fine here. We're about ready to take a break right here on the CAB Radio Network, right here for the 99 Days of Summer on WXCT. Stay tuned for the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Bigger chills, bigger heels. Six Flags, New England, the biggest thrill.
Six Flags and experience the biggest theme park and water park thrills in all of New England. Eight mega coasters include Superman Ride of Steel, ranked number one on the planet by Park World Magazine. Plus, enjoy great family rides, two kids areas, and more. Come on and cool off at the all-new Hurricane Harbor Water Park. It's bigger, better, and wetter than ever. Now twice the size with 10 new attractions, including awesome new speed slides, the first ever tornado power slide, and another monstrous wave pool, all free with theme park admission.
Bigger chills, bigger heels, Six Flags, New England, the biggest thrill.
Save up to $12 with coupons from participating Subway restaurants. Now at Six Flags New England. Open daily.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclays Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclays Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclays Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
Imagine a weight loss program that burns off calories by simply eating certain everyday foods. With a reverse calorie diet, it's possible. Every time you eat food, various organs such as your liver, spleen, and stomach have to work to complete digestion. For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require only 25 calories to complete digestion. But a reverse calorie food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on reverse calorie foods have resulted in amazing weight losses. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost a whopping 256 pounds in just over 1 year. Our easy-to-follow guide reveals more than 100 secret foods that naturally burn fat from your body. To order the reverse calorie diet risk-free for just $19.95, call 1-800-811-5878. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-811-5878. That's 1-800-811-5878.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commissioned salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 30 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem back as Ellis Sobel in the studio and Stephen Pickford in York Region, just north of Toronto, enjoying all the benefits and all the great things there are to see and do in York. Steve, welcome back to Travel World.
Yes, and glad to be here, Willem. Our next guest is Dr. Hanif Kassam, the Associate Medical Officer of Health for York Region. Welcome to Travel World.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Oh, doing great. It always seems to be a sunny day when I don't think I've ever had a day of rain when I've been in York Region. Is that just a miracle?
This time of year.
This time of year, nice and warm and sunny. And, you know, people have this, it's been in the news so much recently, and I hate to say it's media hype probably, much more media hype than I've ever seen in all my life. But where exactly does York Region coming from in the past year with regards to these medical issues that you've been spokesperson here in York Region, SARS and West Nile? People have been scared away completely from coming, and I don't think it's not a valid issue anymore.
No, actually it isn't, and it never was, in fact. I think a lot of it did have to do with the media and some sensationalization, but certainly in terms of SARS and West Nile virus, York Region, in fact, all of Canada is a very safe place to visit and live, and although we've had our fair share of SARS, we've actually done quite well, and certainly the number of cases has not increased. We did have a small outbreak which was declared over in May, and since that time, things have been going extremely well.
I think people, they hear one case and they just go overboard and they don't realize, what was the figure, that more people get, with colds and flu pass away in a year, but nobody talks about them. But all of a sudden, here comes some new unknown disease and everyone just jumps overboard. And to say, well, I'm not going to come to, Newmarket because there was a case 50 miles down the road is totally almost irrational behavior.
Yeah, in terms of West Nile virus, certainly we've had a few cases here and there, but we've not had the number of cases as we've seen in other parts of North America. And once again, I'd like to reaffirm that York Region is a very safe place for individuals to come and visit, and our public health care system is one of the best in the globe. And certainly all of the measures that we've taken and continue to take make York Region, as well as Ontario and Canada, a very safe place to visit.
Well, the media wants to jump on a particular story, and this was brought home to me by my aunt. My aunt, she was approached by a crew from Global Television here, saying, "Oh, they found a crow right here on this street," and she was shown a few weeks ago on Global when they talked to her about it. She said, "I'm not worried. A crow is a crow. Crows have died for a million years, and if it isn't from one thing, they're going to die from something else." And people were just like, "Oh, one dead crow. We're going to pack up and head to Kirkland Lake and live in an abandoned mine shaft to be safe from everything." It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I agree with you. Unfortunately, as a result of globalization, we've got a number of infectious diseases that are coming from around the globe and are affecting North America in general, not just Canada or York Region or Toronto. And what we've seen is the spread of all these diseases. But I think the most important thing for people to realize, and certainly for the listeners and those who want to visit, is that we here in Ontario take this matter very seriously and have put into place all the necessary measures to ensure that we do not get any further spread of this disease. And you'll begin to realize once you come here and also look at the statistics and information that, in fact, the number of cases of even West Nile virus, which is something that is found all throughout Canada and the USA, is extremely low. We've only got 2 domestically acquired cases, and we've put into place all the necessary measures, such as education, larvaciding, and in fact, my concern for West Nile virus disease is very low at this point in time, And I think that we will see a relatively low year for West Nile.
Well, there's certainly a lot more cases just in New England or New York State, and people aren't talking about them as much as they are, like, you know, Canada is like a land that we have to avoid. I just can't see the rationale behind that. What are some of the measures that you're taking with regards to protecting the public here in York Region?
Well, one of the things that we have that is an advantage over other places is certainly a strong public health care system. And once we have a centralization of all the hospitals and physicians and medical professionals, it's much more easier to keep in contact with them and to put in place the necessary surveillance. So, in fact, when we do find an individual who comes in either with symptoms of SARS or West Nile virus or any type of infectious disease, we are notified immediately. And based on that rapid notification, we can then put into place the necessary measures like isolation or the control measures for West Nile virus. And that's, in fact, why we have not seen such high numbers of cases for West Nile. And we've been able to control SARS very quickly once it did establish itself. And for things like West Nile virus, we fortunately have had good weather here, which has assisted us in many ways. And certainly we've put into place larvaciding and education, telling people that they need to protect themselves, but to understand that West Nile virus disease, like here in Canada, is relatively low in risk. And as long as you use good common sense, people should maintain a good healthy lifestyle and enjoy the outdoors, and just use good common sense and ensure that they take the necessary measures to protect themselves.
Yeah, it's not a reason to become a hermit and stay inside and not enjoy the summer and all of the outdoor activities. And then we were talking about trails and camping and golfing and horseback riding. You certainly want to enjoy them and get outside. And
absolutely. In fact, the risk of West Nile virus disease is usually higher in the urban areas. So the very high populated areas sometimes carry a greater risk than going out in these trails.
So that means get out and enjoy the countryside.
Absolutely.
One of the things that always used to strike me as odd was just the sheer panic that they associated with these things. Stephen and I were in Hong Kong back in March. We came back and we were wondering why people were panicking so much. I mean, it was absolutely not even an issue there at the time. And it was just in response to the overblown media hype. Because
exactly.
If you look at the number of cases versus, you know, other diseases and other perils that face us in our daily lives, then, you know, it really wasn't such a great big deal in the first place. Plus, if you look at how quickly they were able to bring this under control, I mean, good Lord, my poison ivy that I get by walking in the woods doesn't get this much attention.
I think a big problem is also its fear of the unknown, because suddenly we hear about SARS and no one knows what it is or how it affects you or the impact of it. And I think that had a lot to do as well as the media hype behind it.
I would agree. I think a lot of individuals out there would be very fearful of something that they have no idea what is causing it, as well as the impact and the potential spread to other individuals. So if you actually put things into perspective, SARS has had a relatively smaller impact on Canada as well as the U.S. than perhaps other infectious diseases or other types of diseases or injuries. And I think it is the fear of the unknown, but I think people and listeners can be reassured that SARS is gone, is no longer here, and we continue our surveillance and our efforts. And certainly West Nile virus is something that we've seen relatively little of so far, and I think we'll have a very good year this year.
Well, I think there was a very proactive rather than a reactive effort this time. You know, the whole public health system, the healthcare industry as a whole, banded together and approached it quickly and efficiently, and there was not a lot of buck passing or this is not my territory. They work together as a team.
That's right. And certainly here, because we work in a regional system, we have all the different services available in the government system integrated, and our healthcare system we also maintain very close ties with. And as a result of being able to work closely as a team, I believe it has a significant impact in terms of risk for the residents as well as visitors.
I think it's a tip of the hat, of course, to the Canadian medical system, particularly to the work that was done in the Greater Toronto Area, bringing this under control in the first place. And I think part of what we're trying to do here today is to bring everything into perspective. I mean, going to Toronto and going to the Greater Toronto Area, York Region, and so on, is actually one of the more fun and enjoyable things that you could possibly do. And this whole panic, I mean, like Steve was pointing out about this news crew looking around, oh my God, it's a dead crow, ooh, what are we going to do, is one of the most, for me, I'm one of the more outspoken critics of abuse by the media. If you want to beat a dog, you can always find a stick. I mean, sure, I can go looking for trouble, but you know, what we got to be doing is be looking at the positive. Travel World has always been a happy show. What we want to do is get people to enjoy the idea of going out and living. And that's also what we're trying to do. Go out and live. Enjoy yourself.
Experience new places. Enjoy the discovery of new places. And you shouldn't be stopped by something, some kind of fear. You can do your research. You can go and see these places and really have a good time.
I totally agree. And one additional perspective I'd like to give is that we here in York Region, as well as in Southern Ontario, have not put into place any type of adult sighting or spraying. We don't think it's necessary. We've quickly acted on West Nile virus. We've had only 2 domestically acquired cases. And as a result of all the proactive measures, we don't even think that we will have to go to the extent of spraying or adult sighting. So this is very low risk, and we're very proactive. And we'd like to get that message out there, because I think people should understand that Canada is a very safe place.
Stay tuned following the break. This is the Travel World Radio Show right here on the CAB Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Across America via satellite.
Something the banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Colleagues and professionals.
UN.
Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefit.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclays Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclays Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclays Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no, I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made 2 new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who'd like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no, not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org. www.focusonlearning.org. Or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Watch room for Vancouver.
Let's get back to Vancouver.
Yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Getting rocked up in New York region, just north of Toronto. Stephen Pickford's out there right now experiencing York region. Steve, welcome back to Travel World.
Yeah, glad to be here, and you're doing a good job holding down the fort there in studio, Willem and Ella, and coming to hear from the York Region Administrative Centre in Newmarket, Ontario, continuing our conversation with Brian Tuckey, the Commissioner of Planning and Development Services for York Region. And we were talking earlier in the program for some of the tourism programs. One of the brochures, one of those programs is Stay and Play in York Region, and Brian can maybe tell us a bit more about that and some of the other promotional agenda that the region has with regards to tourism over the coming months.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Stephen, and I'm glad to be back speaking to your audience. I think when, as Dr. Sam was talking about, SARS did cause a lot of concern for us here in the region, and we put together a very focused and strategic recovery program, which we focused on York region, what it has to offer, and how people might be able to get out and enjoy it. And with that came the idea of a stay and play in York region. And that's been our summer program related to all of the activities and attractions in York region. And the cornerstone of that was the idea to have a card or a pass that you could present at the participating vendors or people that are involved in it, and you could use that pass throughout the summer to enjoy those variety of attractions in the region. And I think it's maybe important, as we didn't talk too much earlier, about some of the major attractions of York region. And I was trying to think, while Dr. Kazam was talking, what you would tell people to bring if they came to York region. And a couple things came to my mind. You should bring your walking shoes. We talked a little bit about that. There's a lot of trails and countryside that are extremely enjoyable to walk through. Bring your golf clubs, fishing rods, and most importantly, I think, your curiosity. Some of our major attractions are the Paramount's Canada's Wonderland in the city of Vaughan. It's a major recreational facility, theme park, and many number of rides, shows, and water parks that you can spend easily a day or more there. Another one that's important to this region is the McMichael Canadian Art Collection in the in Kleinburg, which is a small municipality part of Vaughan. And this art gallery and collection displays a renowned collection of the Group of Seven, which in for anyone who knows art and your listeners knows of the Group of Seven, Tommy Thompson, Lauren Harris, and others, that turn-of-the-century artists in Canada. And also some of their contemporaries, First Nations and Inuit art. We have a variety of live theaters. The majority of them are summer theaters. It ranges from a Markham Theater to Newmarket Theater to the Red Barn and Resurgence Theater in Newmarket. The Resurgence Theater has been a very successful theater, for example, that does a lot of their programming outside and in the park. Lake Simcoe, to the very north of our municipality, is actually Canadian-renowned for fishing, swimming, boating. And for those that want to attack Ontario in the winter, is the ice fishing capital of Ontario and probably Canada. One of the largest lake trout fishing opportunities in Ontario, and the one that's the farthest south. We have in excess of 50 champion golf courses in the region, and those are just the champion golf courses. Many of them are public. Unfortunately, many are private. An example for those that do follow golf is the Canadian Open in 2002 was held at one of our championship golf courses in the town of Markham called King. I lost it there for a second, called Angus Glen. I was thinking of King Valley, which is a beautiful golf course as well in Aurora, but Angus Glen was the host of our 2002 Canadian Open.
Well, if there's a golf course, you know that former York Region resident Vic Phillips would find it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's a regular golfer here in York Region. His club is based here in York Region, so he's a regular out on the course. You know, you might actually bump into Vic Phillips and get an autographed copy of the Heroin Merchant, so he'll just have to open up the trunk of his car and pull one out.
Well, actually, he made the news, didn't he, on Chex TV, didn't he, Steve?
Oh, yes, with the case of general debauchery at Fort Hepworth Way in Markham. There's an address that will always go down when Wally Mott read that newscast. Looking through some of the things here that are included in the Stay and Play program, a couple of places that we're familiar with, for example, the Hilton Suites, which was originally the Markham Suites years ago. Great rate, $49 per person per night based on double occupancy when you have a minimum two-night stay, or the Sheraton Parkway free upgrade to a jacuzzi suite when booking a traditional room. So those are some of the properties that we have stayed at in the past in York Region.
Early participants on the Travel World Radio Show way back when. I actually, when I was writing for the Montreal Downtowner, I wrote articles on them, and some of my own favorite papers distributed in the York Region, like the Aurora Banner, the East Gwillimbury Communicator.
Yeah, they were all taking those articles, and there's a whole list of restaurants, different things. Even one of the other participants, another company that we've worked with here in New York Region. I wonder if Jim Mayhew is still there, Thrifty Car Rental.
Oh, he was terrific. I always loved it when the flights would come into Buttonville Airport, which was Highway 7 and the 404. And one thing that bears great mentioning of York Region is just how accessible this is. I mean, the main highway, the 401 that brings you east-west Montreal-Toronto, is not just the only way in now. It's a model of infrastructure. People got to really look at that, because myself, even when I'm passing through or trying to get from place to place, you can take the 407 ETR, the toll route, and if you look at the way this goes, there's no gates. It's actually all electronically done with cameras and I don't know what other equipment they've got, but I'll tell you, it's accurate, it's well done, traffic does not slow down. And the whole York Region is very well built up, very well put together, and fun to be at.
It also bears mentioning that the 407 with the ETR and the way they have the system is it really facilitates your drive. You don't have to waste time going through toll booths. You're willing to pay in order to save the time, and this is actually an excellent way of going about it.
Well, I also noticed since I first started coming here 20 years ago how the public transit system has really expanded. When I first came here, it was just some buses from Finch Subway, and now they're, during the weekdays, there's three trains out of Union Station, gets you here in less than an hour. You've got buses that now leave directly from downtown and come up on the 404 and operate an express basis. York Region Transit has been expanding, and they were saying something like it was a 10% a year ridership increase and a number of routes added. And again, as part of the stay and play card, you ride for free on long weekends to encourage people to park their car and get out and explore more of York Region by public transit.
That public transit system bears a bit more mention as well. I always thought it was a very fortunate coincidence of initials that, of course, Government of Ontario Transit would be called Go Transit. You get on it, the colors are green and white. You walk in it green. Green means go. You just get on the go train, and you go where you want to go.
Yeah, and you can get all your schedules in advance and find out how to plan your trip at gotransit.com. Find out the schedule so you don't arrive and start having to look at all the monitors and figure out where you're going. You can actually get, it's a clear, easy-to-navigate site that gives you all the information in advance to get all around the Greater Toronto area.
And it connects so well with the Via Rail train as well.
Oh yeah, the connection was great. I got off Via Rail 25 minutes later. Hey, there's a train up northbound. It's at the Bradford line. I always have to laugh because they'll say northbound for Bradford, making all regular stops. Of course, if you've never been here before, what are those all regular stops? Has it never, no, not one day stopped in Aurora, but that's the announcement. So.
Now, I heard that they're planning to extend that line up to Barrie, which is, I know it's the next region. Barrie is where my sister lives, and it's the other side of Lake Simcoe.
Yeah, there is plans over the coming months, the year or so, to extend the line's operations up there. Years ago, it did go all the way up there when it was operated by Canadian National, full of an old 1970s CN schedule, and actually one of the trains pretty well does the exact same time of day and takes the exact same amount of time between stops as it did in 1973 as well. So,
I bring that up only to illustrate the fact that, you know, York Region and the Greater Toronto Area as a whole is on the expansion. It's an area that is growing, it's vibrant, it's alive. You know, not quite as much as I've seen in places like Hong Kong, but I mean, Hong Kong is a model for the world to copy, if you ask me, in terms of how really things ought to be run. But when you come here and you take a look at how well the area in York Region is developing and how they're building it up and the infrastructure and the services they're providing for people in a professional and friendly way, in addition to tourist attractions, it's very much a model to look at.
Oh, yeah, Brian, was you were saying before about some of the expansion, the economic development, how fast the area is growing in comparison to other North American centers.
Yeah, if I could add, the Greater Toronto Area is, from an economic standpoint, is a success story. We are the second fastest growing region in North America, second only to, that's in volume and numbers of populations, in around 110,000, second only to the LA region. There's three other regions in the U.S. that are in around the same. It's Atlanta, Phoenix, and the Seattle-Vancouver area that are growing at similar rates. But we're very, very proud of what we're able to do. And also, when you talk about rooms, we in York Region have over 3,000 rooms available for the traveling public and those that want to come up and stay overnight. And they range from a resort-type properties right in Lake Simcoe, the Breyers Resort, the Knightsbridge Center or Eaton Hall, which are four-star properties within the heart of the Moraine, including Hilton's, Marriott's, Sheraton's, Howard Johnson's. And all of these, or most of these, do include interesting and really quite visually pleasing conference centers for anyone who would like to come up and have conferences or stay for the evening.
We're going to be taking a break here on the Travel World Radio Show at 15 minutes to the hour. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Ellis Hobel in studio. So keep
on rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Stephen.
Stay listening. LibertyWorks Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show. Tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community, where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read.
The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The Road to Independence, Pride, and Self-Discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Everybody wants a new romance. Hey, hey. Everybody's going off the deep end. Yes, back off the deep end here on the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Nella Sobel here in studio in Montreal. Stephen visiting the Greater Toronto Area and York Region specifically. Steve, welcome back.
Yes, I'm glad to be here and coming up the last quarter of the show, continuing our discussion with Brian Tuckey, the Commissioner of Planning and Development Services for York Region. And we were talking about some of the tourism programs and the real direction that the Region and Municipality of York has taken to embrace and promote tourism.
Yes, our council over the last number of years has really put a strong emphasis on tourism, on economic development, and on the whole environment that's needed to generate these important activities. You know, it's really centered around three very, very clear areas, and our council's been working very hard to ensure that these are implemented over time. And the first is to position York Region as a really viable Four Seasons tourism destination for residents of ourselves as well as those in your listening audience. The Four Seasons are very different in Ontario, and they do present very, very different recreational experiences. And we encourage people to come and enjoy them during that all times of the seasons and all the Four Seasons that are here. We really want repeat visits. You know, once you're here, I'm absolutely convinced you'll come back again. The variety, the opportunities within the larger area, Toronto, Niagara Falls, make York Region a perfect place to find your home during that larger experience. As we have mentioned before, our highway system is second to none, and our accessibility is excellent. And also, we've been working very hard with our tourism industry to create an environment to build partnerships, to build opportunities amongst those that are involved, to reach out to visitors that want to come. And I'd like to encourage you, again, I'll give the website in a moment, but we have a variety of hotel packages. As a result of SARS, our hotels work very hard to put together packages, some of them which Stephen mentioned earlier, that are available, are on our website, and might encourage some of your people to come and see some of the variety this region has. And just for a moment, the website is www.yorktourism, all one word, .com, or as an alternative, our regional tourism line is 1-888-448-0000. And through that, we can provide you a variety of information packages for whatever you may want to see while you're here. The cornerstone of that advertising and promotion package is our Discover York Region Visitors Guide. So please just ask for that, and you'll find all the information you probably need to start to plan your vacation. A couple of other ones that have been very successful for us and have been interested this show is our York Region and Simcoe County Horse Country Guide, which goes through all of the variety of horse opportunities from Western to dressage to hunter jumper, and also provides some of the rules and regulations in Ontario so you can be well prepared for your visit. A Take a Hike Guide, which is a brochure on the variety of recreational trails of York Region and where they are, how you access them, and how you could put together a very enjoyable walking opportunity. And this time of year, we're coming into the most interesting time for our agricultural industry, especially in York Region. It's harvest time. We put together a York Region Farm Fresh brochure that outlines all the various farming, market gardening, and vegetable producers in the region with a nice, easy planned vacation and trip for you that during the course of the day that gets you to any of the various farming, fruit growing, and market gardening producers in the region, of which there are many. And I know you wanted to talk a little bit, Stephen, about some of the...
things that are coming up. Yeah, I'm looking here at the events. Some are past, so of course you have to plan for next year. I see one here for our friend Henri, that he, well, if he'd known that this past July they had the Markham Rib Fest, he would have been up here anything. Henry and his ribs, but
baby back ribs.
Oh, yeah, fall off the bone, baby back ribs. But, hey, September, fall season, so much to see and do. And, again, a lot of them on an agricultural theme. There's something going on really every weekend the year here.
Yes, ranging from World Cup status, Tournament of Champions, which is at the York Equestrian Center, in September, from September 18th to 21st, to a variety of fall fairs, from the larger ones, which very lively entertainment in September the 6th at the Kleinberg Binder Twine Festival. It really does bring back memories of some of the old agricultural issue opportunities here in Ontario. Kettleby Fair, Unionville Antique and Heritage Festival, and the Giorgino Studio Tour as you move into later in September. All of these things are available and are part of our Stay and Play promotional material, as well as the Visitor's Guide to Discovering York Region.
Well, I know, like, even in the months that, spring or summer or fall, all through the year, my aunt was always telling me, oh, they're having a concert here, or they're doing something here with theater. Everyone thought when she came here 23 years ago, she was moving, like, way out in the middle of nowhere. And first of all, I've seen so much development and so much as it has grown and so much has improved in the area. But there's always been something for people to do and get involved in, the Sharon Temple right near where she lives, with outdoor concerts and events put on by the Historical Society in East Gwillimbury, draws them out pretty well every weekend through the summer.
Yes, you really have highlighted well, Stephen, the variety of events and the depth and breadth of events, right, from live theater, very professional live theater, through to the enjoyment on the golf courses. You have no trouble finding lots to do here in York Region during the course of any season.
And what I've liked as well is that a lot of the little downtown areas like Markham Village or Aurora, and they're doing the same thing here in Newmarket, trying to keep their original downtown cores, even with all the additional shopping malls and probably more shopping opportunities per square mile than anywhere else in Ontario here. But there's still that little downtown cores that they've tried to preserve and keep historically significant.
Yes, very much so. Our downtown cores of this region are cherished as both a community resource and an economic resource. Names like Markham Downtown, Unionville, Downtown Richmond Hill, Kleinberg, Aurora, Newmarket, all historic downtowns which give a variety of shopping and a real experience from restaurants through to first-class entertainment and places to stay as well.
Yeah, a lot of great things to see and do here in York Region. That the music signifies that we have about 90 seconds left. So, Hanif, do you have maybe 30 seconds to say something more to our listeners? And then,
well, essentially, people should come and visit York Region. It's a very safe place to come and visit and also live in. And people should realize that they have a much more high chance to put things into perspective, a higher chance to get hit by a bus than to develop SARS or West Nile virus.
They keep warning me about that in my job. I keep looking for that bus that's supposed to be hitting me.
Yeah, well, we'll give you the brochure, Take a Hike, and because they're always telling you to take a hike.
Yeah, the Take a Hike brochure.
And haven't had a chance to rent that bus yet.
Let's hope it never happens.
The website again, www.yorktourism.com, 1-888-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4- 888-448-0000. Well, Brian Tuckey and Hanif Kassam, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World on the Cab Radio Network. Next Saturday, well, it's Labor Day weekend. The 99 Days of Summer continue with the second annual Travel World Barbecue and Concert featuring the band This Is True from the Broadcast Center and part of the memories of summertime music, favorites of yesterday and today with Travel World Music Director Bob Cassini playing some of your favorites. And we'll be talking about radio history with Michael Godin of TreasureIslandOldies.com and Mark Denis. You've heard the voice on Air Canada and British Airways on their audio segment. So it's more fun.
We might even be broadcasting this particular or a segment of the party in the afternoon, too. So we'll talk to Charlie about that.
Yeah, on AM 990, the XWXCT, and across America on the Cab Radio Network. Until next Saturday, happy traveling, everyone. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Stay tuned, everybody. Produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
Okay. Back on the line, he's coming. He's coming.